He ordered him a car out of a catalog and had it shipped to Brookhaven on a flat car, and we went out to Brookhaven to get the car. I realize now that the two-cylinder car that Dad had that backed out of the garage and ran us into the fence and down into car pasture was a Brush, B-R-U-S-H. I got that mixed up with the car that I'm fixing to tell you about now that Oklahoma ordered out of a catalog. It was a Metz, M-E-T-Z. And it was not a chain drive, it was a disc drive, like a sawmill. In other words, it had more power in the middle of the disc than it did on the outside edges, which was high gear. You slid that disc around on that disc plate that came off the drive shaft of the motor, and that's the way you had locomotion. So we went out to get this car, and it had wood axles, wood wheels, but it did have a good motor. I don't know who made it or anything about it, but anyway, we got it and put the wheels on it and drove it down off the flat car and drove it out to McBride. How's that?
With the rim of the wheel wood?
No. It had a metal rim on it, but it was on the wood and had bolts and lugs to fit around that metal rim.
What was the surface that touched the ground made out of metal?
That was rubber.
Rubber?
Yeah.
They had rubber.
They had rubber tires on them, and they no, darling. They had inner tubes in them, but they were about 3 inches in diameter. Little bitty round tires on them. Yeah, we put air in them. Yeah, I'm recording, honey. And they were just as hard as rocks. I mean to tell you, it was just like riding on a solid tire. And we had no shock absorbers on the cars whatsoever. Well, Uncle Homer had that Metz car when he and Aunt Nonny got married. And he later traded it to Papa. And Papa used it for quite a while. And what he traded for was a horse that Papa had bought from Dr. McLeod in Brookhaven. And Papa had bought this horse. His name was Viadet because he ran away. And there in Brookhaven, it had the people in town scared to death of Dr. McLeod's horse. So Papa went out there and bought him. But Papa found out the horse would fall down if he was traveling fast to the buggy. So he traded him to Uncle Homer, his brother, for his Metz automobile. Well, the car wouldn't pull up those hills out there in the country, so Granddaddy Simmons would have to pull up to the foot of the hill, turn around, and back up the hill, because the car had more power in the center of the disc, which was reverse. And he had a little colored boy. So you could see all over the country out there, there was a turnaround place at the foot of the hill and a turnaround place at the top, where my father had turned around, and then when he got to the top of the hill after backing up there, he turned around and went. And he had a little black boy named George Dunnigan that whose mother had given him to us when he was sick, and Papa cured him, and he lived with us. And he used to sleep on a pallet on the side of my brother Alton's bed and my bed. And George would go along with Papa, and he had a bucket of sand. And George would get out and throw sand on that disc, and it would roughen it up and give it more friction, see, so it would have the power to pull.
What's a pallet?
A pallet is a bunch of quilts, just
an old sleeping bag.
Sleeping bag now.
He didn't have a sleeping bag, just put a quilt on the floor.
He just slept on the quilt.
Same principle as a sleeping bag.
Right. Yeah, but he didn't have any cover over him, so we'd have to put some cover over it. So he grew up. He has been to see me here in town just before I retired. Of course, we were about the same age. George Dunnigan, he used to hunt with me when I was a boy. And because my brother Alton didn't care about hunting, and I did all my hunting.